So, isn't this just a beautiful night? Yeah. There's a full moon overhead. It's clear and quiet. The stores are closed. The traffic is gone. And the frenzy is over. And we are left with time and space to honor all that is sacred on this evening. For tonight, we welcome the Christ child into the world. We mark it with carols and hymns, beautiful flowers and grateful prayers. We lift our voices and open our hearts to the God who loves us so much that the divine took human form and walked the earth as one of us. This is a beautiful night indeed. And it's good that we have this time, for it gives us a chance to take a real break from all the craziness that has come in the previous several weeks. For haven't we all felt just a little bit too busy? Anybody? Has anybody felt the pressure of this over-celebrated season? So, now is the time to take a deep breath, to sit back and relax in this beautiful and holy place. Because now we can be finished worrying about what needs to be done and simply enjoy the fact that Christmas is here. We have the gift of being able to leave behind the demands and expectations of the season and settle into what is special and good and holy about this night. For a baby has been born. God is with us, and for just a little while at least, all is right with the world. So tonight, here in this beautiful space, we are blessed to be surrounded by the warmth of family and friends, as well as the boundless love of God. And the garland and the flowers and the bows and the candles, well, they all add to our celebration and give us a visible sign that we have moved from that contemplative season of Advent into the joyful season of Christmas. And you also may have noticed the creche here in front of the altar, which the children at the 5 o'clock service helped put together. And so you see the usual folks, baby Jesus, Joseph, and Mary. And then you might notice that they are surrounded by a rather unusual stable full of animals. Because I think we have some teddy bears, some cows, a frog, a fox, just some really cool things as well as those fluffy, cute little sheep. Which is not only great fun, but this scene is really a great gift. For as we see these sacred symbols of our faith surrounded by this wildly diverse collection of toys, we actually get a wonderful illustration of the significance of Christ's birth. Because Christ was not born to stand apart from the chaos and messiness of our world. Instead, Jesus was born right into the middle of it, a full participant from the very beginning. And in his humanness, the transformative power of God's love was literally made real to all of humankind. So rather than stand apart in some special place and sterile perfection, the Holy Family really does belong right there in the middle of all our crazy stuff, bringing Jesus into our world and into our lives, no matter what. And if we think about it, ever since Thanksgiving, and even probably for some time before that, these same sorts of scenes have been springing up all around us, haven't they? Right? So as we've driven about the area, we've seen Jesus and Mary and Joseph on quite a few lawns. Haven't you? Yeah? And some have Frosty the Snowman, and some have Snoopy in a red cap. And there's the Star of Bethlehem, and there's Santa in his sleigh, and there's Frosty the Snowman, and sometimes they're all in the very same yard. It's really crazy. But this wonderfully strange and somewhat jarring scenes actually are a really good example of what we so easily forget, that in the person of Jesus Christ, the whole world and every person in it is made new. For on this night, thousands of years ago, the divine became human. And this did not happen in the holy confines of a church, but in a feed trough surrounded by animals and hay and dirt. Angels from heaven joined with lowly shepherds, and they made a celebration. And human parents joined with God in the birth of our Savior. So what is truly amazing about this night is not just that God was born of a woman, but also that divine love mingled with human form and our lives were forever transformed. So we are all human, but we are all also holy. We are sacred beings renewed daily by the powerful love of God. This means then that the mixture of images we see at Christmas is a way for us to envision the reality of how the sacred and the secular really do coexist side by side, thus showing us that every day is an opportunity to see the goodness of God in our world. And even though we might be busy to the point of exhaustion up till now, as we come together tonight and retell the ancient story of God's love for the world, we can once again be renewed and encouraged by the transformative power of that love. So, if on the drive home, you notice Snoopy standing near the Holy Family on some lawn, you can smile and have fun with all that is whimsical about this season, and celebrate the strange mixture of the sacred and the mundane. And if we spy Santa nearby, we can give thanks for all that is generous, kind, and giving in the human spirit. And as we admire the Christmas lights, we are reminded of the light of Christ that has come into the world, and which acts as a beacon to encourage all that is good in the lives of humankind. And over and around and through us all is the power and blessing of the God who made us and who loves us still. So isn't this just a beautiful night? It really is. And aren't we a blessed people? As it said in the reading from Isaiah, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, for a child has been born for us, a son given to us, authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's what we have. That is the gift that each of us receives tonight, this gift of the birth of our Savior. Tonight, our world bumps up against heaven, and we come away transformed. So let us be joyful in this wild and wonderful season of Christmas, celebrating with the saints and the angels the awesome love of God and the way it transforms everything. Everything from stuffed animals to people to places, everything is transformed into sacred and wonderful things. And let us remember always that we are indeed incredibly loved and abundantly blessed.